No, Yogi.
Yeah,
front row. Nobody's here.
Voice is getting better.
I think so. I hope so. Very annoying. This week we left off Chav Gimel Amid Beis towards the end of the first Perek. These seem to be very old Mishnayos, maybe from the days of Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. They're transmitting traditions of Torah Shebaal Peh. They're trying to tie up all the loose ends and remember all the klolim. So it started off a little bit about Hilchos Shechita, that the way you do Shechita has to be from the front, the way you do Malika has to be from the back, and Shechita has to be with a tolish, with a knife, and Malika has to be with a fingernail that's attached, so they're opposites from each other. And then it keeps on giving a series of Mishnayos, that this is the opposite from this, and this is the opposite from that, like in the Mishnayos, in the first parak in Megillah. It says, Ein bein ad rishon lo ad sheni, when you have a Shana Muberes, when do you read the Megillah, when do you fulfill the mitzvahs of Shalach Manas, and then it has a whole series of Ein Beins. There's just a collection of old transmitting traditions of Torah Shebaal Peh. So this is also, they're just summing up big chunks of Torah Shebaal Peh. So the next Mishnah, it really has nothing to do with Chulin, but it's fascinating. The next Mishnah is Chav Gimel Amid Beis, that Pora Aduma and Egla Rufa are opposites. The way you do a Paraduma would not be good by an Egla Rufa, and the way you do Egla Rufa is not good by Paraduma. A Paraduma, just to explain what a Paraduma is, normally there are many different types of Tameim. A person becomes Tamei if he attends a funeral. A person becomes Tamei if he picks up a package of Nevela meat in the A&P. Nevelas Bentame Bimaga Mamasa. So even though it's wrapped up and you pick it up, that's Masa. A dead sheretz, the Shmona Shwatz Mahamburim Batoiro. So sheretz is Mentame Bimaga if it's dead. If it's alive, it's not Mentame Bimasa. If you're wearing gloves, not Mentame Bimasa. If you touch a person who attended a funeral, so he's an Avatuma, you become a Rishon Latuma. If you touch a woman who's a Nidi, you touch a woman who's a Yoledes. So you become Tomei. A person is Azab. A person is Anida Yoled. This is over. Different people are Tomei. So normally the Rambam says there are three ways to become Tohar. From all the different Tomei. One is Ruba de Ruba. You go to the mikveh. Usually either a mikveh or a mayon. Mikveh means rainwater that collected, stagnant, standing still. The word mikveh means kova b'kaimi. If it's zeichlin, if the water is rolling, so then it's no good minatur. That's by definition, that's not a mikveh. Mikveh means eshbaran. Eshbaran means a shever, a crack in the ground, and the water is stagnant and sitting there. And you have one exception to the rule, a zav who has a sickness, a married person is a balkari. So a balkari goes to the mikveh and he becomes tar. And a zav has to have dafke mayim chayim. Mayim chayim means a mayon. That bedafke, not stagnant water, has to be water from under the ground. The Tanoim knew that there's a water cycle. They knew all the water is recycling, all the water comes from the rain, but still, if it rolls under the ground long enough and then it shoots up, then it's no longer considered a mei mikveh, then it's called mei mayon. So by a zav, you need dafke, mayim chayim, you need a mayon. By a normal person who's tamei, anybody else, it's either a mikveh or a mayon. So the Rambam writes, so there's one way to become tohar is by going to a mikveh, going to a mayon. Another way is, if a person attended a funeral, it's not enough to go to the mikveh. First, you have to have a paraduma. Under the auspices of the Bez Nagar, you have to pick, you have to get a red cow that's all red. Then you have to shecht it, chutz lebeis hamigdosh, it's not a korban. You shecht it, has dinim chatasi, has dinim, certain dinim like a korban chatas, but it's not a korban. You shecht it, then you burn it to ashes, and you take a big container of water and you throw in a speck of ash from the paraduma, and all of that water in the container is not called Mechatos. This is water that's acceptable for sprinkling, paraduma water. So what's the din? So normally a person is tummy goes to mikveh either the same day, or you have to count 7 days later sometimes, by a tamei mace, first, he's a tohar al tamei. Someone who's tohar has to sprinkle paraduma water on the one who went to the funeral, on the Yom HaShlishi and the Yom HaShvi, Shlishi Shvi. Let's say I went to the funeral on Monday, so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so Wednesday is the Shlishi, and then if I went to the funeral Monday, so next Sunday is the Shvi, so I have to have Hazor Shlishi Shvi. You can't have the first Hazor before the third day, you have to wait at least till the third day, then you have Hazor Shvi, and then Ereshti can go to the mikveh and become Tahar. So the Rambam says there's one mitzvah. He counts, the Rambam counts parshios also as mitzvahs. He says if a person becomes tamei, there's no obligation that he has to go to the mikveh to become tohar at the earliest available opportunity. There was such an opinion in the Tanoim, and there was such a popular view in the days of the Goyim that tefillah b'zman a mitzvah, that a person is tamei has an obligation, a mitzvah, and atar to go to become tohar as soon as possible. But in the days of the Rishonim, that was rejected. Most of the Rishonim held tefillah b'zmana lav mitzvah. If tefillah b'zmana would be a mitzvah, all the single girls would have to go to mikveh also. In the days of the Tanaim, all the single girls did go to mikveh. Everybody went to mikveh because a single girl is also a nida. So whatever she's going to touch, the dress is going to be tummy, the food, the chair she sits on, everything is going to become tummy. So everybody had to go to mikveh, and everybody knew that everybody was going to mikveh. They couldn't keep it a secret. The woman who was in need wore different clothing. The woman who went to mikveh wore different clothing. They had to advertise to the whole world whether they're tamei or tahor. They had to sit in a different room and sleep in a different bed and wear different clothes. Everything was different. They're going to be metamei everything. Because there were kohanim who were eating truma and people entering the Beis HaMikdash and people eating karbanas. So you have to be tahor. And by now, that the whole relevance of the mikveh is only for married people. So, because we don't have any truma, no one's eating any trumas, no one's entering any Beis HaMikdash, no one's eating Maaseh Sheni, no one's eating any karbanas. So the whole relevance of the mikveh is only for married people. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That's a private affair. That's not no one else's business to know whether my mikveh, whether my wife went to the mikveh or not. So the meaning is no'agul hastel el kli tfilosom. The meaning is the women don't advertise. They don't tell everybody when they go into the mikveh. It's a private.
Mayan helps the mikveh, or each one has to be
separate.
A person needs mikveh. Can they go use a mayan?
Yeah, either a mikveh or a mayan.
So
either
a mikveh can always use a mayan.
Yeah, a zav can only use a mayan. A zav can only use. Rashi in a few places in Shas quotes from the Gaonim that just like a zav requires dafke mayim chaim, so a woman who's a zavo also needs mayim chaim. And by us, a zava means if there's an irregularity. A woman has a rias nida be'es nidasa, the normal time, she's a nida. A woman has a rias nida below es nidasa. The Mishnah is to discuss when is it abnormal, when is it irregular. So if she has a rias nida below es nidasa, then she has the din of a zava. So we're machmer, Rebbe made a takana, we're machmer to treat all the women as a suffix zava. Maybe she's a zava, that's why I need Shivin Akim. Anita doesn't really need Shiva Nikim. After 7 days are up, she goes to the mikveh, even if there were no Nikim. We treat all the women as if they're Safik Zava. So Rashi quotes this Chumras HaGoinim, that just like a Zav needs Dafke Maim Chayim, a mikveh is no good, you need a Mayon, so by Zava also. And then in another four or five places, Rashi writes that it's not correct. What the Goinim said is not correct, because there's a Beferish of Tosefta Megillah, and it has the series of all the Mishnais Ein Bein, so the Tosefta has more Ein Beins. The Sefta always adds on more to the Mishnayis. So the Sefta writes explicitly, Ein Bein Zav Lezava Elo, that the Zav needs Maim Chaim and the Zava does not need Maim Chaim. So that's how we pass Kan La'alocha. Zava does not need Maim Chaim. In Shulchan Aruch they quote, there was such an opinion and it was rejected. The Ramban Chumash quotes it at the end of Parshas Metzora. There was such a sheet in the days of the Goyim, and we don't follow that because it's contradicted by the Tosefta. So the Rambam writes that there are three mitzvahs. He says, we don't accept the opinion that tefillah b'zman mitzvah, that one is obligated to go to the mikveh at the earliest available opportunity. Then we would require all the single girls, everyone would have to go to mikveh. We don't paskin like that. We paskin tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah. So the Rambam says, never a mitzvah to become Torah. If you want, you can remain all your life b'tumah. You have to shake a leg when it's time for Korban Pesach. You have to become Torah. Otherwise, you can't eat Korban Pesach. If you're interested in visiting the Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah L'Regel, so you'll have to become Tohar. But otherwise, there's no Chiyuv to become Tohar. But nonetheless, the Rambam counts it as three mitzvahs. Says, like Gerishin, he counts as a mitzvah. What is a mitzvah to divorce your wife? And when you give the get, it's a hidden mitzvah to have a fancy get, to spend a lot of money. It's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It's a parsha. The Goyim were the first ones who made a sefer mitzvah. So in the days of the Goyim, they would count parshias, institutions, concepts, as mitzvah. So the Rambam accepts part of that. He doesn't follow everything with the Goyim, but a little bit he does. So he says, he counts 13 mitzvahs, how you become tameh. If you touch a mace, if you touch a sheretz, if you touch a nida, if you touch a zav, you touch a balkeri, he gives 13 mitzvahs. He says, I don't mean to say that there's a mitzvah to touch these people. It's an institution. There's a concept. A person comes in contact with this and that. And the other thing, he becomes tameh. So the same thing, there are three ways to become tameh. He says, you're not mechuyev to become tameh, but he's counting three parshias. So one parshia, you go to mikvah, mayan. The other parshia is, if you're tameh meis, you first have to have, he's a tohar ala tameh, Adam tohar has to sprinkle on hazor shlishi shvi, and then erishtam qualified to go to the mikveh. And then he says, the third one is the mitzora. The mitzora, when he's cured, so then he goes to the mikveh and he has to bring a series of karbanas. And because when he doesn't bring the karbanas, his tahara process is incomplete. That's called b'chus kippurim. The tahara process is incomplete. He's tohar. When he goes to the mikveh, he's tohar that he's permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. Adam Tomei is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni has to be eaten in the Yerushalayim, b'kedusha v'tahara. So then, Tovol v'yola, the Gemara in the first daf in Brachos quotes a Mishnah. Tovol v'yola, guy goes to the mikveh, he walks out, zeichel b'maiser sheni. But he's still not allowed, if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to eat truma till harav shemesh. He went to mikveh 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he has to wait till tseisa kochavim. And if he waited a week to go to mikveh, then he has to wait till tseisa kochavim following that. You can't be yotze harav shemesh before he went to the mikveh. First you have to go to the mikveh, and so then harav shimsho, zeichel b'truma. And then Haiti Kaparasai, if he's a Zab, a Zava, or Yoledis, or a Mitzora, these four Abom Chusri Kapor, there are four people who are Tomei, whose Tahara process requires not only going to Mikvah, not only having Harav Shemesh, but offering the carbon afterwards. So the Havoas HaKarbon is the Gemara of the Tahara process. So the Rambam says he thinks that these should be counted as three distinct mitzvahs of Tahara. Tahara Yidei Tvila in the mikveh alone, Tahara Yidei Hazor Shlishi Shvi Paraduma water, and then Tahara Yidei the Gemara of the Karbonis by the Abom Chusri Kapur. So that's Paraduma. And then there's another mitzvah to prepare a Paraduma. To shech the paraduma under the auspices of the Bez Nagodol and to burn it to ashes, and then to have the ashes available, that you'll get a container, you're going to take a cup of water and put in a speck of ash, you're going to use up the ash in 1 week. So they used to take big containers of water, gigantic containers, and throw in one speck of paraduma ash in that thing, so the whole container of water was considered mechatas, mei nida. So there's a mitzvah to have a paraduma prepared, to be able to be mitar people. So ceremony of paraduma, you have to shech the paraduma. If you're going to do arifa, you're going to take a hatchet and chop its neck off, you're not yoitzi, the paraduma is no good. It says, v'shochat oiselefon, you have to do shechita. And egla rufa is punkt faket. Egla rufa is a parsha in the Chumash, in the Chumash Dvarim. If you're in Eretz Yisrael and you find a Jewish body murdered, not died, naturally. You find a person who's dead, and he's clearly Jewish, and he was murdered. Lo nodam mihiko, nobody knows who murdered him. So the Bez Nagodol has to send several representatives. After measure modudul ha'arma shesviva sacholo, after measure to the cities that are closest in the vicinity, and the city that's closest, we assume that the murderer probably came from that city. Korav is mevarer, where it came from. Ahol sugim baba basra. Let's say there are Jews who manufacture wine and non-Jews manufacture wine. Nobody puts any labels on the barrels. You buy the wine from the Jew, you know that it's kosher. You buy wine from the non-Jew, that's stam yenam, so you're not allowed to drink it. So then someone stole a barrel of wine, and it has no label on it. So you don't know, was it stolen from the kosher winery or from the non-kosher winery? The barrels look exactly the same. So the Gemara says, if the kosher winery is 2 blocks away, the non-kosher is 10 blocks away, so you assume he probably stole it from the one that's closest. You go bus a korev. Korev is mevarer, where it probably came from. It's not 100% clear, but korev is mevarer. See, here, that's based on the pasuk in Chumash. when you find cholol, cholol means person murdered, Jewish person murdered in Eretz Yisrael, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. You have to measure to the cities that are nearest, and the city that's closest to the murdered person has to bring an egel arufa because they need a kapara. And then the bezdin in the city has to get this egla, a kef, and take a hatchet and chop off the neck and the back. You don't do shchita. If you do shchita on the egla arufa, you're not yotzin. If you do arifa on the paraduma, you're not yotzin. Paraduma has to be davke shchita. No one's going to eat the paraduma, and it's not a carbon. Paraduma is not a carbon. It has certain dinim where it's compared to a carbon. It says chatasi. Chatas kai rachman, it's called a chatas, but it isn't. It isn't a carbon. It's not carbon on the mizbeach. Egla arufa is also not a carbon. Pidyon petach hamor, yeah, is a mitzvah. Pidyon mitzvah is pidyon kodemus la mitzvah sarifa. And if you don't want to do the pidyon, then you do arifa. Then you chop off the neck, and it's also ba'anua. Right? Petach hamor after arifa is also ba'anua. Correct. That is correct. So here, there's a Tosfos has a strange comment over here. Who say hey parak shera barifa bekal v'chaymer. Tosfos says that the whole discussion we're going to start in the Gemara in another few minutes. Tana Rabbanan, right after the Mishnah. Gemara is asking, why don't you learn out one from the other? Why do you insist that paraduma is only shchita and egla rufa is only arifa? Why don't you say amamatzinu? You can do either shchita or arifa, either paraduma or the egla rufa. Why is someone insisted that paraduma has to be dafka shchita and this has to be dafka arifa? So Taisa says, why the only ongechepet on paraduma and egla rufa? Why don't they say shchita schulen and shchita schachim? Why don't they raise the possibility that arifa should be good by chulen? To eat flesh, maybe arifa should be good, and shchitas karbonis, maybe arifa should be good. So Taisa says, no, the Gemara is only making a mamatzino over here. They're only comparing these two together, poraduma, the tegel arufa, because they're so similar. In the third line in the Taisa says tehei pora. The Taisa says sheshneim inyan echad. They're both so similar. Shneim kotshim hanishchatim bachutz. They're both karbonis that you're shechting outside of the Beis Hamikdash. That's irregular. Normally, karbonis you have to shecht in the Beis Hamikdash. The Tosfos says the paraduma, the degla rufa, both karbonis that you shecht outside of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's a very difficult line, and Tosfos is just not true. The paraduma is not a carbon. Degla rufa is beferish not a carbon. Paraduma is kachin, but it's not a carbon. Tosfos calls it kachin. Egla rufa is bechlal not a carbon. It's not kachim, it's not a carbon at all. There's a Rasha Mishnayis, I think it's on the Goyim. The Rasha Mishnayis quotes at the Sefta, Egla rufa is also bahano. If they do the arifa, Egla rufa is also bahano. So the Rash quotes at the Sefta. But if you pay the, then you remove the Yisahano. So the Chazanish quotes a Mishlam Melech, it must be a Tos Sefer. There is no such thing. What do you mean, pinyon? Let's say you make basa b'cholav, it's also bahano. It's going to be paide. It's going to be muta bano. There is no such halacha. There's a din in Hegdish. If something has kedushas damim, so you paide, so the kedushas damim goes off onto the money. But why should there be pidyon on an egla rufa? Mechtes egla rufa is bechlam not Hegdish. There's nothing to do with Hegdish. They have something in common. They're both for the purpose of kapara. It says kapli amchal shosha padisa Hashem. When they bring the egla rufa, because they found the murdered person, Jewish person murdered, so you have to have the bezin of the city has to bring the egla rufa, and then the kohanim from the city have to offer a tefillah kapel amchesol shepadis Hashem. Please give the Jewish people. We assume the murderer came from our city, so we all need a kapara. So they ask for kapara. So the Gemara has an expression kapara ksiv b'kachim. Just like when you bring karbonas, the karbonas are rosa b'ano, because the bala chaper, so the egla rufa is not a carbon, but since it's bala chaper, the kohanim up in the city say, kapel am chesosha padis Hashem, so it's also b'ano. That's how you know that the egla rufa is also b'ano, but it's really not, it's not a carbon, it's not kachim at all.
Any comparison to sel or dozel, which is put kapara?
Soil lazozel is a carbon, yeah? What do you say?
Oh, it is a carbon.
Soil lazozel, yeah. That's the soil lasham soil lazozel, they're both carbonous. And that's a special thing. You push it over the cliff and the chiosa latsuk, zui shchitasa. Normally, carbonous need shchita. Soil lazozel, when you push it over the cliff, that's the prescribed form of killing it. And it's not metame. Usually, if you kill it, push an animal over the cliff, it's an avela. It didn't have a proper shchita. See here, that's mitzvah sebekach. So lazaza dechiyasa latzuk. The Gemara says zui shchitasa. So that's not metame. That is the shchita. That's a carbon, That's the form of shechita. But truth of the matter, this is not. The paraduma is has kedusha as hegdish. The Gemara talks about para nivdis. It lends itself to pidyon. But egla rufa, that pashtus is like the Mishlam Melech that Tosefta doesn't. The Rash quotes that Tosefta has pidyon. It doesn't make any sense. How can I have pidyon? But they both look like kachim bachutz. Paraduma with the egla rufa, they're very similar. They both look like karbonas bachutz. So that's what the Gemara is going to ask Tanur Rabbanan. Why do you insist paraduma is only shchita and egla rufa is only arifa? They're both unusual things. They both look like kachim bachutz. So why don't you just say it's interchangeable? Why don't you say either one should be either shchita or arifa? So the Gemara says, no, the Mishnah knows the din. The Torah Shabbat Peh has the din based on diyukim and the psukim and chumash. So that's where the Gemara starts off. Tana Abonim, we have a brisa that elaborates on the Mishnah. Para b'shchita k'sheira b'arifa psula. If you do arifa on the egla rufa, you chop the neck off with a hatchet, that's not acceptable. And egla rufa is faked b'arifa k'sheira b'shchita psula. Nim says, what's the bottom line? What's the upshot? Kosher b'para possible egla, kosher b'egla possible b'para. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The baradumi nidafke shchita negla rufi nidafke arif. Frag the brisa, how do you know? Maybe I should say either or. Tehe porak sheira ba arifa mikal b'chaymer. That's what Tosis says. They don't think it means kal b'chaymer. There are yud gimel midrash atar nidreshes bem. It says in the Siddur before Baruch Shamar, yud gimel midrash atar nidreshes bem. But the most popular midah that we use is really not on the list. That's the midah mamatzina. Take for example, in the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma, it says Arba Avos Nezikin. So what are called Avos Nezikin? So Rashi writes the first line in Rashi in Bava Kamma, Avos Karal Harach Tichsivim Behed Yibikro. Shor Bor Mar Behever are explicit in Parshas Mishpatim. That if I have a Shor Amazik, I dug a bor in the Rishu Sarab, someone fell in and broke his neck, and I made Eish. And Shem Beregel is Mazik, so that's Beferish and Luchamish that I have to pay. And then the Gemara says, why they called Ovis? Because Ovis Machlal Dika told us. If they're called parents, so they must have children. If they have children, they're not called parents, like by the Christians they say, oh, he's Father Flanagan. How can he be a father? He has children. So by us, it's Faket. You're not a father unless you have children. Can't be a father unless by that is Faket. Can only be a father if you don't have children. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, Abba Avos Nezikin, if the Avos means by definition that they are told us. So the Gemara says, told us, anything that's similar to Bor has the same dinim as Bor. How do you know? That's Mamatzinu. Whenever you have a din in the Chumash, and another case is not exactly identical, but it's sufficiently similar, so you say, Mamatzinu, just like the Torah has the din in this case, it applies to any case that's sufficiently similar, unless you can kvetch Hasvara. To explain why it's very dissimilar. Like we have the famous din, you have to hold the esrog with the pitam up. How do you know? The original pasuk doesn't say by esrog. The original pasuk says by the mishkan, atzishitim omdim. When they made the mishkan, they used wooden logs that had to be erected the same way they grew from the ground. You couldn't do it upside down, you couldn't use it sideways. It has to be omdim keder kedilosam. So from that pasuk, that's talking about the mishkan. That was a Hayru Ashur. So the Gemara says, no, but this prat is not a Hayru Ashur. This din is a din l'daris. Whenever there's halacha that you require a natural item that grew from the ground, you have to use a gedera kedilosum, so that's the source. That's a mamatzino. Just like by the karshe hamishkan, it has to be gedera kedilosum, so by the dalet minim, it has to be gedera kedilosum also. So that's what Taisa says over here. You don't really need a kal v'chaymer. The Gemara is asking, let it be a mamatzino. You find two institutions that look like kachim bachutz, paraduma and egla rufa. They both look like kachim bachutz, but they're not. And this is b'shchita, this is barifa. So one should say it's optional. Either shchita or arifa should be optional. Can't carry over to shchita's kachim. And you can't carry it over to shchita's chulin. Maybe these the quirk, the two things that look like kachim bachutz, and maybe they should be similar. Either optional, either shchita or arifa. So that's what the Gemara says. How do you know? Utehei parak shere barifim b'kal v'chaymer. So it says, not lab davka kal v'chaymer. The Rishonim asked that kasha. What do you need the midah of kal v'chaymer for? Every situation of kal v'chaymer is going to be a mamatzina with icing on top of the cake. So leave off the icing. Leave it as a mamatzina. What do you need the whole institution of the midah of Kavachaim. Every Kavachaim is a Mamatzinu plus. I leave out the plus, Zola's like my Mamatzinu. So there's a major machlekes in Rishonim. What's the answer to that kasha? Some Rishonim say that Mamatzinu is not listed among the 13 midas. So Mamatzinu is part of Kavachaim. It's not listed independently. So they say Kavachaim includes Mamatzinu. So you can't ask, what do you need the midah of Kavachaim? Let every Kavachaim be Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu belongs in that category of Kavachaim. And others say no. The Mamatzinu is the midah of Binyanav. The Binyanav really means the Gemara, the first daf in Sota, we learned the Gemara Sota. Binyanav means if you have one place in Chumash that the word aid has the connotation of a pair of witnesses, so that establishes that whatever the word aid appears in Chumash, it means a pair of witnesses. It does mean one witness, it means akat aidim, a pair of witnesses. So that's what Binyanav really means. If you have, that the Chumash was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word, letter for letter, in this even style Hebrew. Whatever the connotation of the word is in one place, it has the same connotation throughout the Chumash. It's all written in the same style by the same author, but dictated by the Rabbanu Shalom. So some Rishonim say that included in Binyanav is not only that the words have the same connotation, but that all the dinim fit into one big pattern. So that's Mamatzinu. If the Tochumish says in one place that you need Atzishita Mamdim, so all the other, whenever you need a natural item that grew from the ground, has to be Kedera Kedilosim. That's how you learn out to Lululav and the Esrig as well. So that's a major machlekes of Rishonim, but Nafkaminus Ledina, what do you need? The whole midah of Kavachaim, every Kavachaim should be a Mamatzinu. See, if you say Mamatzinu is included, the Kavachaim is Arab to Kasha. But if you say Mamatzinu really falls under the category of Binyanav, so then what do you need Kavachaim for? So they give fancy nafkaminas. Why you need a separate midah? Prima Gadim has long essays about this. No one ever reads those Prima Gadim. So he wrote two little svarim about all the midah that turned into Reshes, man. It's out of style today. There's a sefer on Kiddushin that years ago used to be very popular. Atzmas Yosef. Atzmas Yosef. On every daf he talks about how they established these dinim. What's the midrash of Torah Yashda? Nobody even looks at the Atzmas Yosef anymore. It's out of style today. Reb Chaim took over and everybody analyzes. Nobody works on the midrash of Torah Yashda, man. Anyway, so that's what Taisa says on this Gemara. When the Bryce says...
And which ocean called the Foman of Binyanav? Ocean different?
The Gemara has Ein Onshin Min Adin. If you have a Kavachaymer, you can't give a punishment. What if you have a Binyanav? So that's two days in Taisus in different Masechtas. In some places, Taisus says, not only a Kavachaymer you don't give an Einish, but a Binyanav you do. So they're clearly different. In other places, Taisus says, no, just like Ein Onshin Min Adin, you don't give an Einish based on a Kavachaymer, so you wouldn't give an Einish based on a Mamatzinu either. That's Rabbi Kiveger and Gilyan Ashas on the side of the Gemara points it out. That there is different opinions in Tosfos and different Masechtas. It's not two opinions in one Tosfos. You got to collect on different Rishonim, different Tosfos. So here, the Gemara's question, the last three lines was a Teipark Shera Barifa also. Maybe either Arifa or Shechita. Maybe either of is good. And the Kavachaima Tosfos, it doesn't really mean Kavachaima, it means Mamatzinu. Why don't you just say they both look, they're both very similar, they both look like Kotsh Machutz, and neither is. So say they should be same. Ma eglo, what's going to be the Mamatzinu, the Kavachaim? Ma eglo, Rufa Shalah Huchshur, B'Shchit doesn't say Shchit is acceptable. Nonetheless, Huchshur, Barifa, Arifa is good. So, Por Aduma, Huchshur, B'Shchit, Ain't a din, shouldn't it be a Kavachaim? It should be Yesh B'Chalma Saimonish, Huchshur, Barifa. Maybe it's either or. Gemara says it can't be. Because you have a pasuk, Gamakro, V'Shachat, V'Chuka, B'Shchit, and Barifa. It says by Por Aduma, so is Chuka Satira. Whenever it says chukah means li'ikuva, means like this. That's what Rashi and Taisus explain a little bit. We have a klal. Whenever the Torah describes details of a mitzvah, so a lot of times we assume that the details are only lachatchila. They're not mi'akad b'di'evit. Unless it's shinol of akosav, unless it's written at tzveitamol. If it's repeated a second time, then shinol of akosav li'akev. So Taisus writes one place in the beginning of Zvachem, and Avdalad and Aleph, that this klal shina lo akasav liyakev is only a midah in the area of kachim. The area of kachim is different, and the midah shatarn reshes behem are different over there. That's taka clear. The Gemara says like that, and then Zel Mekayman. Gemara has around 3-4 blood Gemara. They go on and on and on and on. That by kachim, dover halamed, If he learned that, let's say, B from A, based on a Hekish, Gzeir Shava or something, in Kol HaTorah Kula, Lamedim Lamed Men Alamed. You can learn B from A, then you can learn C from B, then you can learn D from C. And Kochim, the Midas are different. In Lamedim Lamed Men Alamed. If you learn B from A, that's the end of the line. You can't extend it with another Hekish to go weiter to C. So that's clear in the Gemara that the Kochim constitutes a separate unit, and the Midrash Atar Darash Esbehem are different. That's Gemara Beferish and Ezel Mekoyim. Few blood Gemara. So Tosfos claims in Zvachim that Shina Levakasav Liyakev, that if you have a Parsha in Karbonis and says he's, the correct way to do, you're supposed to be Zorek Achatas on the four Karnas on Mizbeah. And B'dievet, if you only did one, we pass like Bissil, B'dievet, the Karbon is kosher, because it's not Shina Levakasav Liyakev, it wasn't repeated. The only time it's makid b'dievet is if it's repeated. So Tosfos claims this requirement, b'shina lakas liyakev, only applies to kach. And the pashtis is the chazanish and other achrayim. Before the chazanish, the mishnah achrayim, mishnayis, negoyim, they disagree. They say it's not true. It's a din and kol ha'tara kula. By chalitza, we say lachatchila, the correct way to do chalitza is she has to take off the right shoe from the foot of the yavam, then she has to spit on the floor, rikika, then she has to recite psukim, and he recites psukim. And what about b'diyevet if you didn't do all of that? So the different opinions in the Tanaim, we paskan, the kriyas ha-psukim is not miyakev, and the rikika is not miyakev either. The chalitza is miyakev. We assume the chalitza is the essence of the whole thing. So that, by definition, we call it chalitza. So if you're not going to do the chalitza, we would say, ikar chasim an ha-sefer. You're missing the whole thing. But if you didn't do the rikika, and you didn't do the kriyas ha-psukim, so we paskan that that's only lechatchil, it's not miyakev b'diyevet. Because in Kol HaTorah Kula, you need Shina Levakasav Liyakev. That's what the Chazanish says. In every case, let's say, you bring a Korban Mincha, and you bring Asiris Seifa Seilas. So it says, Ika Chasim and Asefer. But if you'll put in the Shemen, but you won't stir it, so that's a detail. If it's the essential part of the mitzvah that you're missing, you bring a Korban, you won't be Zarek the Dam at all. So Zrika is Meakev. The Gemara has a lashon, no matzina kapara bichdi. You can't say you yotze the korban with nothing. No zrikas hadam at all. The zrikas hadam is the essential part of the korban. That represents the chiyus of the animal, ki adam hu anefesh, and you're offering the life of the animal on the mizbech as a matana to Ribbono Shel Olam. So the zrikas hadam avad is miyake. But then the other details, the blila in the malicha, you didn't salt it, you did salt it. So that's many details on Machlekes HaTanaim. If you bring a mincha, you didn't do malicha, the Rambam paskins is possible b'dievet, and the Mishnah says not so. The Mishnah holds that b'dievet it is kosher. Now that's ready on details. But if you're missing the essential thing, you didn't do the chalitza. So ika chasam and unsafe. So of course, you don't need over there, you don't need shina la kozol yake. But on the details, you need that it should be repeated. So here also, the Pashtus is not like that Tosfos in Zvachim. Shina levakasav liyakev, you only have to repeat it in the area of Kochim. This is not, Paradum is not Kochim. Paradum is a different mitzvah. But you still need Shina levakasav liyakev. So the Gemara says, whenever it says the word chukah, that has the mashmah is that it's ma'akev b'dievet. So by Paradum it says, zos chukah satara. So the word chukah has the connotation, everything over here is ma'akev. You don't need every step of the way should be repeated. The word chukah appears means it's me'akev. So that's what the Gemara says, despite the fact that we really should have established a kal v'chaymer over here, and a kal v'chaymer is mamash like mefurish b'kro, self-understood. Rashi quotes an agadata on Parshas Bereishis. When the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world, so he said everything was created basar mamoris, with declarations. Balsham just had a rotzen, he didn't say. He had a rotzen, he had a desire that there be ilon oise pri limenehu. There should be different trees, and each tree should have a different, this should be a pear tree, this should be an apple tree, this should be an orange tree, and so on. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said his desire was that the tree should be limenehu. So it's a kal v'chaymer that the grasses should be limenehu. Otherwise, you won't be able to tell the difference between one grass and the other. So the bria happened by itself like that. No one had to be done the kal v'chaymer. Whenever you have a kal v'chaymer, that's like built in. That's pshat in the rotzen Hashem. So the Gemara says over here, despite the fact that you should have had a kal v'chaymer over here, that Arifa should certainly be good by Egla Rufa, or by Paraduma. Paraduma should be good either Shechita or Arifa. So the Pasuk says, no, Vishachat by Paraduma, and then it says Chuka. So Chuka means that it's Ma'akev. So it can't be Dana Kavachaymer. So then the Gemara is going to say, wait a minute. But when you have a Kavachaymer, it's like it's built in, as if it's Mefurish there. So how can you pull... No, it says Chuka, Chuka La'akev. No, whenever you have a Kavachaymer, it's as if it's Mefurish. So how can you reject a limud based on a Kavachaymer? The Gemara asks the second line, Chalhecha dechsiv bechuka, lo yidashin a Kavachaymer. Chuka means that all the details are Ma'akev. But over here, if it's based on a kavachaim, it's considered as if it's mefurish that this is acceptable. How can you toss it out? How can you throw out the din? Because it says chuka. The Gemara proves it so. The Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma that the avodas Yom Kippurim has to be done in a certain order, lechatchila. And then, b'dieved, since it says chuka, the word chuka, it means that the whole Seder is miyakev. Usually a Seder is not miyakev. Let's say Pesach night. So the Rashbam writes in Arvei Pesachim that l'chatchila should first eat matzah and then eat more afterwards, because that's the way the pasuk reads. Matzah, samrarim yachlu. First you eat the matzah, then you eat the more. What if you're going to do b'dievet fakert? First you eat the more, then you eat the matzah. So the Gemara says b'dievet yoytze shaloy ala seder. It's always like that. Whenever there's a seder, the seder is only l'chatchila, and b'dievet the seder is not miyakev, only on Yom Kippurim, because it says chukah, so the Seder is Me'akev. Then Taisus quotes the long Taisus Taima. So Taisus quotes that in Yuma there's even a machlekes hatanoim when it says chukah on Yom Kippur, that the Seder is Me'akev, every step of the way is Me'akev. Maybe it's only on the Avodah that's done, big day love and bifnim. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur divides the Avodah into five units. First he does Avodah the big day zav, then big day love, then big day zav, big day love. And big day zav, five units. So the word chukah only appears in the Chumash in conjunction with the avodah that he does in the Kodesh HaKadoshim when he's wearing the big day lavan. The special, there are three sets of big day kuna. There's big day kohen hedyot, big day kohen gadol all year long, and big day kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. Big day kohen Yom Kippur is all butz, it's all linen, that's called big day lavan. So there's one Tana who's of the opinion that chukah, ksidbe on Yom Kippur is only on Avoid is done by the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshin. Avoid is on the big day love and bifnim. And the other Tana says, all the Avoid is Hayom. Everything has to be in order. The Rambam has a psa compromise on that. There's a famous Rab Chaim has a comment on the Rambam. The Rambam splits the Avoid is that are done in the Hechel, so those that are done facing the Parochas, that's called big day love and bifnim. Those that are done on the Mizbeach, that's called big day love and bachutz. The Rama makes a deyeske, it's not against the Gemara, so Rab Chaim is not against the Gemara. The Rama holds that the big day love it in the Hechel, half of it is called Bifnim, half of it is considered Bachutz. Okay, so the Gemara says over here, by Yom Kippur, the word Chukah appears, which means everything is Me'akev, the Seder is Me'akev, every step is Me'akev, the Tanya, and we have the following Braisa. On Yom Kippur, you take Shnei Seirim, you have to buy two seirim, likichos and kaachas. They have to look similar. Lechatchila, they should look alike. They should be the same price. They should be the same height, same facial features. Some behemoths, okay, they should look alike. So then you have to determine which is the sor l'Hashem and which is the sor l'Azazel. How do you determine? So you make a gairo, you make a hagrola. And what if instead of making a hagrola, the Kohen Gadol says, I hereby declare this is the sor l'Hashem and this is the sor l'Azazel. So normally all year long, when a person was Machal Shabbos B'Shegig and he has to set aside a Korban Chatos, or he has to set aside a Korban Pesach, a Korban Oshin, Korban Shlom, and Korban Oila, whatever, Korban Toida, whatever he's doing, he makes Kedushas Peh. He says, I hereby declare this is a Shlomim. Hereby declare this is a Korban Pesach. So when he makes the Kedushas Peh, he designates what it is. So that makes it Kodesh. So what about on Yom Kippur? Instead of doing the Hagrola, this whole ceremony of doing Hagrola, drawing lots, maybe would be sufficient if he just says, I hereby declare this is the Sor LaShem, and this is the Sor LaZozel. Do you say Hagrola is Miyakevis? Or no, maybe Hagrola is not Miyakevis. Maybe if you make Kedushas Peh, it's also good. So that's the topic of the Brais. V'tanya, on the fourth line from the Pavio, so Chatos, so the Braisa understands from the Braisa only Hagoyrol Oisachatos, Vein Hashem Oisachatos. So he just makes a Kriyas Hashem, hereby declared, this is L'Sar L'Hashem, this is L'Sar L'Azazel, it's still up in the air. You have to do the Hagrola, and if the girl comes out the opposite, so be it. Only the girl is Kaveh, which is which. You can't pick arbitrarily to say Kedushas Peh. So then the Braisa says, but shouldn't it be Vahaladinu? Shouldn't it be a Kavachimer? Ma'am, Malkum Shalakidish Hagoyrol. All year long, let's say a person is obligated to bring a set of karbanas, oilosoif and a chatosoif. We were speaking last week and 2 weeks ago about a chatosoif of the year, but you have to bring a chatosoif and an oilosoif, a pair. So the Mishnayos talk about, that's called a kan, a nest of birds. If you have two birds, one's going to be an oilosoif, one's going to be a chatosoif, that's called Mishnayos kinim. A kan means it has two birds, and one is going to be designated as a chatasoif, one as a oilosoif. So how do you determine which is which? So the Gemara says, all year long, if you have a kan, there's a kan stuma and there's a kan mufureshes. A person designates, he says, this is a chatasoif, this is an oilosoif. So that's it, he just determined. What if he didn't designate which is which? So then when the Kohen, if when he bought them and he was Magdish them, he didn't designate, so then later it's too late. It'll be a Kan Stumo. It's vague. One of them is going to turn out to be a Chatasoif, one is going to turn out to be an Oilosoif. And it'll only be Nikva either Bishas L'Kichosam. When you buy them and you Magdish them, I say, I declare this is the Chatasoif, this is the Oilosoif. And if he didn't declare Bishas when he was Magdish it, then the Kohen does it Basayosa. When the Kohen does the Malika, first he does the Chatasoif. That was the pasuk that the Gemara was working on. We discussed it for 2 weeks. When the Asiyas HaKohen, when the Kohen does the Malika, so the first one he does the Malika, Velo Yavdil, he only does Malika on one Simon, that's a Chatasoif. And the Oilasoif, the second one he does Havdalah. He does the Malika both on the Kana and on the Veshan, on both Simon. So if you have a Kan Stuma, if you have a Kan Mufureshes, the Bala Korban who needs this Chatasol of Yoreid, he designates this as a Chatasol of Dilsasolasoif when he was Magdish it. So that's it, it can't be changed. If he was Magdish too and he didn't designate which is which, that's called Kan Stuma. So then it has to be designated later by the Asiyas HaKoyin. So normally the Gemara says all year long, Bahaladin, shouldn't it be a Kavachim? Mama Malkum Shalakidush HaGorol. Gorol is not going to help. All year long, someone's going to bring a Kan Stuma and he's going to make a Hagrole. There's no Pasik, that doesn't work. Nonetheless, Kiddush Hashem, if the Balabos would have designated on his own, Areza Chatasaf, Areza Oilasaf, before he was Magdashid, that would have established which is the Chatas, which is the Oilo. So on Yom Kippur, where you do the Hagrol on the Shnei Asirim, Mokam on Yom Kippur. By this court, Shekidish HaGorol, Gorol is good to be Kaveh, Ein Adin, shouldn't be a Kavachimer, Shekidish Hashem. If Melech Atchile, when the Shliach Bezdin is going to designate the Shnei Seirim, he's going to buy them, L'Shem Karbin, he'll designate this is the Soil Hashem and this is the Soil Azazel. So if Hagrola can determine it, and Kol HaTarakula Hagrola is irrelevant, there is no such thing, so shouldn't be a Kavachayma that the Kedush HaSped, that works all year long, should certainly work on Yom Kippur. So the Pasuk says, no, Tamalame was Chatos, only a Gorol. A Gorol Aseo Chatos, then Hashem Oseo Chatos. So the Gemara asks on the Braise, why do you need a Xeris HaKosav? Time in the Kos Rachamana, be Oseo Chatos, that the only way to establish which is the Soil Hashem. The Chatos is Soil Hashem, which is the Soil Hashem. The only way is a Gorol. Olav Hochi, we would have Darshan Kalvachaymer. Why would you Darshan Kalvachaymer? But Yom Kippur says Chukah. Chukah means everything is ma'akev. So the Gemara establishes from this braisa, you see, even when it says chukah, it means everything is ma'akev, but if something should have been acceptable based on a kavachimer, the word chukah doesn't cancel that. Whatever is a kavachimer is considered as if it's mefurish. So that's when the Gemara goes back again. What do you tell me that by por aduma, he dafke shchita, and arifa is no good because it has chukah? But we wanted to say arifa should be good based on a kavachimer. So chukah doesn't throw out a din based on kavachamah. Kavachamah is mamish as if it's mefurish bikra. So you can't say chukah, that's not acceptable. So we're going back now. We just prove in this braisa that even if it says chuk, and chuk has the connotation of likuva, every detail that it says is likuva. But if there's a detail that should have been a halacha based on a kal v'chaymer, you don't throw out that din because of the chukah. So why do you throw it out by the paraduma? We should have said that arifa should be acceptable by paraduma also based on a kal v'chaymer. So leave it like that. Chukah shouldn't cancel. Gemara says, no, must be that there's a pasuk there too. What's the pasuk? It's by Egla Rufa. It says Harufa. Zos Barifa. Meinacher is Barifa. You have a Gzeres HaKosev that Arifa doesn't help by Poraduma. It's not because it says Chuka. Chuka wouldn't cancel this Svara. If this Svara is based on a Kavuchaymer, Chuka shouldn't cancel it. It's because you have a miut that Arifa only applies to Egla Rufa. Then the Brisa concludes. Why don't you say Farkete Egla Rufa Ksher B'Shchita Mekavuchaymer? Why don't you say there also? Shchita is the more universal form of killing animals when it's mitzvasa b'kachsa eglor rufa shikshir barif and then shikshir b'shchita. Shchita is more universal. Should certainly be good by eglor rufa. The answer is no. Makro the offer shamus eglor banachal barif and b'shchita lo. You have exeris hakosim. So the Gemara says b'kitzer this tradition that the Mishnah had, this is an ancient tradition in the earlier generation, that's the way it goes. Egla Ruf has to be Dafka Arifa and not Shchita, and Paradum has to be Shchita and not Arifa. And each one has a Pasuk excluding it, that you just can't say Fakir. Here Taisus has a famous Kasha, I said over one line in the Taisus, Te Paraduma. Taisus quotes a Gemara from Zvachim, from the second Perik. Perik Shena de Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin on the base, and the Taisus, Te Parak Shera. The Gemara says there, if you have a parsha with 1,000 dinim, and then you can make two kavachaymas that contradict each other. So if you can make a kavachayma, it brings it to one maskana, and a kavachayma brings it to opposite maskana. So the kavachaymas just cancel each other out, they neutralize each other. So there's a nishkin kavachayma, trei kavachayma, the tzasman adad, so you throw them both out. So they said, isn't that what's going on over here? The Gemara made a kavachayma that if Shechita is good for Paraduma, Kavachayma, that Arifa should be good, and Arifa is good for Egla Rufa, Kavachayma, that Shechita is good. So they both contradict each other, so you should throw them both out. So what is the Gemara working so hard with Psukim and Agansa discussion? Isn't it two Kavachaymas that contradict each other? So that's what I told already, the punchline. They said they don't think this really means a Kavachayma. They think it means a Mamatzina. The Gemara wasn't meant to say it should be optional, either Shechita or Arifa. You should, they're both so similar. They both look like they're kochim achutz. So in both cases, it should be either Shechita or Arifa. That's what Taisus suggested. Then it's a little sticky. So then it comes out, when the Gemara says, din, ain't a din, shouldn't it be a kavachayim? It doesn't really mean kavachayim, it just means mamatzino. But then the Gemara says, on the next daf, what were they being dumb? Whenever it says the word chukka means li'ikuva, but if something is should be established based on a kavachayim, so chukka doesn't cancel that. Why? Whatever's a kavachayim is if it's befurish bikro. Like I said, the mashal from the trees and the asavim, everything grew the minayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom never gave them an instruction. Whatever's kavachayim is self-understood as if it's explicit. Yeah, so the pashtus is that's only by kavachayim, not by a mamatzina. So that's a little sticky in the Gemara. The Gemara says, whenever there's a kavachayim, so chukka doesn't, you don't reject the kavachayim based on the word chukka. It's included in the chukki. Yeah, but Taisa said over here, it doesn't really mean kavachayim, it means mamatzino. So that's a little problematic. Anyway, but this was the tradition of the Torah Shabbat Peh. It sounds like it's a very old Mishnah from the days of the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. That's it. Kosher b'par pasul be'egla rufa, and kosher be'egla rufa is pasul b'par. Then the Mishnah continues also, such similar, the collecting from kol ha-Torah kul all over the place, the things have to be opposite. So the Mishnah continues, kosher b'kohanim possible levim, kosher b'levim possible kohanim. The Chumash says that if you have a kohen who's a balmum, he's not allowed to be makriv karbonis. By levim, there is no such din. That if a levi is a balmum, he's not allowed to, whatever the levim do, the levim are not makriv karbonis. The levim, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the levim were divided into two groups. They were, Rashi quotes from Divrei Yomim, from Gemara, they were mishoririm, and they were shorim. Some of them used to sing, play music and sing. So if you don't know how to play music, so you're not acceptable in the orchestra. If you don't know how to sing, so you're not accepted in the choir. So if you can't sing, you can't play music, so you're knocked out. So half of them were mishoririm, they were in charge of the music, and half of them were shorim, Their job was to lock the gates, the Shah to lock the gates. When the Russian government required of all the Jewish people to have to take family names, so the Soloveitchik family had a tradition, they're Levim, so they had a tradition, they had very bad voices, they had a tradition that they were from the singers in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why they adopted the name Soloveitchik, that means a nightingale that sings beautifully. So that's why they have a little humorous. Soloveitchik didn't know how to sing at all. It was terrible. He felt that he had Mavinus when he heard other people sing. He would say, if they're off key, but he himself couldn't sing. So they had, and the Gemara says, the Psukim say in Chumash, that the Levim had to be appointed, you're in charge of this and you're in charge of this. So the Gemara says in Erechin, Mishorer Sheshir Chayev Misa. If they appointed the one in charge of the Levim, he appointed one Levi, you should sing music, you should play in the orchestra. Instead, he's going to lock the gates, so there's a punishment on Misa B'dei Shamayim. If a Kohen, let's say, how did the Kohanim decide who's going to be Shoichet, me Mekabel Dam, me Zorek, me Molechei Murim, me Makta? They used to have a lottery. They used to have a Agrola. Let's say a Kohen will violate it. He'll run up and he'll be Zorek to Dam against the Agrola. So he cheated the others. It's not fair. He's Ivan Gzela. They have to have a system in the Beis HaMikdash. But the Karbana, he won't be Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. That's a special thing only by Levim. The Levim, it says in the beginning of Chumash Bamidbar, V'samtamas Ishal Avaydosav Al Masoy. Each one has to, the Levim have to be appointed. What is their particular job? What's their specific job? So some were established, and some were appointed as Mishorim, some were appointed as Shorim. So again, the Levi is supposed to sing. If he doesn't have a voice, you don't appoint him. If he doesn't know how to play music, you don't appoint him. If he doesn't know how to lock a door, you don't do it. But if, let's say he knows how to do the job, but he's a balmum, he's missing a thumb, he's missing a toe. So a balmum is kosher for the Levim, and a balmum is no good for Kohanim. And by Levim, there's a pasuk that only until a certain age, between there's a stira. Mo's going to work on the stira. One pasuk says from the age of 25 till 50, the other pasuk's from the age of 30 to 50. And 50 is mandatory retirement. They had to retire already at 50. Yeah, the Gemara says that was only in the Midbar. That was only a Hayroa Shah. The Midbar wasn't the Din L'Doris. Because in the Midbar, in addition to Mishorim, in Shorim, there was Avodas Masa. They had to carry things on their shoulders. So the Gemara says that Parsha in the Pasuk, either 25 to 50 or 30 to 50, whatever it is, that the Levim on the Psalim, Bishonim, if they're too old, the Avodah would be puzzled. The Gemara never says, what if he's too young? What if the Ben Levi, you're not supposed to appoint him before, we don't know. The Gemara's going to work at 25 or 30, which is it? Let's say a kid is bar mitzvah, and a Levi runs in and he does the Avodah. So he really shouldn't do any Avodah if he wasn't appointed. And if he does unappointed, it's Misa B'dei Shamayim. So let's say they did appoint him. The one in charge, it's my son. I'm not supposed to appoint him. He's not 30 years old. I appointed him Shalai Kedin. So when they in the midbar, when Shanim Poslim Belevim. So does it mean Shanim Poslim too young and too old both directions? Or is only mandatory retirement over 50 is possible to the Evid? But young in the 30 maybe is not possible to the Evid.
Isn't there a woman who says the young Levium Mavayash, the older Levium because of their singing?
Yeah. That Gemara talks about later, the Beis Olam and the Beis HaMikdash. Yeah. The Rishonim quoted over here. That's the Gemara in Erechin. So that's in the later years when there no longer was this din that the Levim apostle Bishonim, so younger would also do. Yeah, but the Shad is in the Midbar when you had this Hayru Ashur, that the Levim and the Solim Bishonim, does it only mean past 50 is no good, or does it mean younger than 30 is also no good? So the Chasam Sefer has a diary that's printed. Some Sefer writes in a diary about there was some kind of Austro-Hungarian war, and they attacked Presburg, and the rockets were flying, and this and that, and says Trias Amesim, and all kinds. He writes all kinds of stories. Then in the middle, he has Divrei Torah, drushes that he gave. Then he has a bar mitzvah pilpul that he wrote for his nephew. His nephew became bar mitzvah on Parshas Vayetze, so he wrote a ganze pilpul on this sugya. Happens to be on this sugya. So he has a whole pilpul there. Harif is the good pilpul. It's not our style. As part of it is a strong kashis, but the whole pilpul is the old style, different derech halima. So he quotes there. Part of the pilpul is he quotes. This is a machlekes, the Ramban and the Mizrahi on Chumash. The Ramban on Chumash writes that in the Midbar that there was such a high Ruach Shod that the Levim and Nifsolim Bishonim, not only over 50, if it's younger than 30, also B'dievet Avaydos Apsulim. And he said, Rabbi Mizrahi, who wrote the commentary on Rashi, Allah Torah has nothing to do with the Mizrahi, the politics. I remember once when I was learning Yerideya, so my father, Shul, in the Bronx used to have a lot of Svarim. So I once took home the Aguda, because the Shach always quotes the Aguda. So someone, one of the Balabatim, was upset, what am I getting involved in politics? The Aguda is Anagang the Gemara. He's a Talmud of the Rosh. He gives you a Piskei Halacha. They quote him on every page in Yerideya. It has nothing to do with it. Mizrahi and Chumash also. Rebellion Mizrahi has nothing to do with the politics. He's a Mefarish on Rashi. So the Rebellion Mizrahi thinks that the Ramban is not right. He thinks that even in the Midbar, that there was a Hirosh Shah, that Shon and Paislim means if you're too old, mandatory retirement. If you're over 50, then B'dievet Avodas Apsula. But younger than 30, he doesn't think that it would be Avodas Apsula. So based on this, he has a whole discussion. Maybe we'll mention part of it later. So that's what the Mishnah says. Kasha b'kohanim, if it's the wrong age, it's okay by kohanim. There's no too young, and there's no too old. The too young is, the Gemara says, before bar mitzvah, you're not kosher. If the kohen is before bar mitzvah, he's allowed bar das, so he can't do avodah lishma. So that's the Gemara learns that from the pasuk. If you look on Amid Beis, chav, what are we? Chav dalet Amid Beis. Chav dalet Amid Beis, it says on the margin, Torah or, it says, Vayikra chav aleph. Right smack in the middle of the Amid. It says, Tanur Rabbanan, Ish mizaracha ledor osam, Ish. Taisus writes in Bava Kamma, in Hebrew language, there is no neutral gender. Either you write the masculine or the feminine. So Kol HaTarukul is written Baloshim Zachar, but everything applies to the men and to the women. Hishu HaKosav Isha LiYish. But once in a while it says the word Ish, so that means either Ish V'loi Isha or Ish V'loi Kotten. The word Ish teaches you something. So here it says, Ish Mizarach HaLador HaSam. If he has a mum, he can't be Makor Karbonis. Why does it say Ish? We know from other pesukim, Bnei Aharon v'lo Benos Aharon. So you don't need a pasuk ish v'lo isha. So it must be ish prat l'kotten. So that's what the Brisa says. Mikanam Rableze, kotten posel avoida. Afilu tam. Even if the kid doesn't have any mum. If he's not yet by mitzvah, he can't do avoida. So that's a kasha that Achrenim ask. Why do you need a pasuk if a kotten is allowed by das? So a kotten can't think l'shmo. Can I have a kotten write a get? So we assume no. The Gemara says, sounds like it says in Gittin, the end of the second time, a cotton can't write that part of the get that needs ksiva lishma min haTorah. So the cotton cannot write ksiva lishma. Al pidin is a la barda, so he can't create lishma. So don't you have hakrabas hakarbana has to be lishma? So if a cotton is a la barda, so I should have knocked him out without a pasuk. That's akasha. But anyway, so the Gemara says you have a pasuk ish prat lekotton. That a kotten cannot do avodah. It sounds like after bar mitzvah, after, when is he a gadol? Shonim v'simanim. When does a boy become a bar mitzvah? He needs shonim, has to be yud gimel shonim v'yemechod, and shtei sarv is growing on the eva ho'ervo. So that's what Rabbi Leizer says. Kotten posel avodah, and from when on is he kosher? So the Gemara says, hey, v'shtei sarv. When he becomes a gadol, then he's kosher. Even though he's only bar mitzvah, he's not yet 30. So you see that shonim do not posel. Shonim, that's the Chazam Sefer as a whole pilpul. Why did they need a pasuk to tell me that Shonim only passel by the Levim and it doesn't passel by Kohanim? If you have a pasuk that says that a cotton can't be makar of karbonis. So as long as he's a bar mitzvah, he can be makar. He's not 30. He's only 13 years old. So don't you see, beferish, that Shonim don't passel. So he has a whole pilpul. So he says, according to Rabbi Mizrahi, Rabbi Mizrahi, that Shonim passed by Levim only if he's over 50. But if he's younger than 30, he doesn't pass by the Levim either. So there never was a Havamina that it should pass by Kohanim Bechlal if he's younger than 30. So I need a pasuk that younger than Bar Mitzvah passes by the other. But yes, if you all like the Ramban, that Shonim passed by Levim means too young and too old. If he's younger than 30, he's no good. So here you need a pasuk to say that younger than Bar Mitzvah is no good. So you see, beferish that younger than 30 is good. So why did he need a different pasuk to tell you that the shonim passes only by levim, doesn't pass by kohen? Can't you tell from this pasuk? So he says, no, you can't tell because the shonim only passes by the levim is a hirah shah. It doesn't apply l'doris. So this pasuk says younger than bar mitzvah passes even b'di'evet. That's l'doris. But obviously, it's a complicated pilpul. each kasha was a good kasha, but we usually don't learn such harifas dike kashas. Anyway, that's how he prepared this bar mitzvah drasha. He writes for his nephew. He lived in Pressburg, and the nephew's bar mitzvah was in Frankfurt. So he writes up the ganze drasha.
Yeah, last week we learned that the say becomes ayo, and then there's a tiglas in between. But here, with the bar mitzvah, there is no grace period where he's a different behemoth. Why is this behemoth different?
No, they're talking about a kohen, the kid.
I'm talking about in general.
Yeah. So Nachamal. So the Gemara is now commenting on the Mishnah that Mumim only passed by Kohanim. The din of Mumim doesn't apply to Levim, and the din of Shanim only applies to Haruah Shoah, only in the Midbar, didn't apply to Duris, and in the Haruah Shoah it only applied to Levim, it didn't apply to Kohanim. So the Gemara is going to spell it out the same as the previous Brisa. It spells out, how do you know all the details? It's going to have the whole Arichus. Tan Rabbanan, the Brisa spells everything out. Kohanim b'mumim psulim b'shanim ksherim. Levim b'mumim ksherim b'shanim psulim. Nimsa, the upshot is what it said in the Mishnah, what the old tradition was. Kosher b'kohanim, possible levim. If you're too old by kohanim, it's not a problem. By levim, it is a problem. And kosher b'levim is possible kohanim. How does the Brisa know that this is true? It's all based on psuk. The Tana Rabbanon, zos asher la levim. The following din applies to the levim between the age of 30 and 50. They can do avodah, shonim pasul. Matam Elohim, what do you need this phrase? It's talking about the Levim. What does it have to emphasize again? Zos HaShel HaLevim. The context is talking. Fisha Nehman Ben Chamishim Shani Yashuv. At the age of 50, he can continue to function. Lamadun LeLevim Shashani Poislim Bohem. Yochel, one might mistakenly think, also Mumim Poislim Bohem. Just like Shanim Pasa by Levim, Mumim should also Pasa. And shouldn't it be Vidinu? Shouldn't it be Akavachem? There's no age limit, there's no mandatory retirement, nonetheless. I remember once in Broyers, this is in Parshas Naso, I think. Zos Hashel Alevin, the second Parsha. So in Broyers school, I live across the street from Broyers. So they retired one of the teachers. And her husband was one of the Rabbonim in the neighborhood. So it was all burned up. How they retired? His wife was already too old to teach. She was already in her 80s, so they retired her. So he got so angry, so he held a whole drasha on Shabbos morning in one of the local shuls. There is no such halacha as mandatory retirement. And it was on Parshas Nasai, when you have the Parsha of the Levim, that's mandatory retirement. Okay, that was Ayra Shah, but you can't say there's no such halacha at all. That was the Parshas HaShavua, Mamish, punkt. It was the end of the school year. It's Parshas Nasai. So the Gemara spells it out. Why does it use the phrase as Hashel Alevim? The parsha is talking about Alevim. It's because I would have thought the dinu shouldn't be a kavachaymer. Ma kohanim shein hashanim poislim bohem. There's no age limit by kohanim mumim poislim bohem. If he's a bal mum, it's possible. So Alevim, we have this new quirk of a din. Hashanim poislim bohem. Shouldn't it be a kavachaymer? And a din shiyu mumim poislim bohem. For sure, a Levi is a bal mum. For sure, shouldn't be allowed to do. Avodas Alevim, not to be Mishurim, not to be Shurim. Tamalim is Zos Hashel Alevim, Zos Alevim, and Acheres Alevim. There's only a din of Shanim, there's no din of Mumim. Yochel may be Fakir, Yochel Yakohanim Psulim Bishanim. So let's apply the Shanim to the Kohanim, Valadin, who shouldn't be a Kavachimer. Malavim, Shein Amumim, Poslim Bohem, Shanim Poslim. So you see that Shanim, mandatory retirement, is universal, more so than Mumim. Mumim doesn't apply to Levim. And the age limit does apply. So kohanim shamum and poslim bam. Main adin should be a kavachaim shiu shan and poslim. Time alayim asher la levim v'loy asher la kohanim. So the pasuk says no. Only v'zos v'loy acheris. Only shan and pasul, not mumim and asher la levim v'loy la kohanim. So you know both dinim. Shai. Then the brisa continues. When you have a pasuk in chumash that says something about oil moed in the midbar. The Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu made was a Hiru Ashur. They kept on, they were Membeis Masoes, they moved from one city to the other, to the other. And every time there was a different floor, they moved to another place. It's unclear when they made the Mishkan in the Midbar, did they use the Karka Olam as the floor, or did they put a floor there? It's a Diyun and Achreinim, they're not sure. But the Mishkan, the whole Mishkan was a Hiru Ashur. They kept on moving from one place to the Beis Hamikdash is called Beis Olamim. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called Beis Alamim? Because the Psukim saying the Rayam Po Eshev Kiivi Siyah. Baruch Shalom chose Yerushalayim. That's it. Zos Menochasei Adayad. There'll never be another Heter. Rashi writes on the bottom, the last Rashi on Chav Dalet and Aleph, the last five lines. Yerushalayim Nikris Beis Alamim. Why is it called the Beis Alamim? The ultimate Beis HaMikdash. After Yerushalayim was Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av, the Hoysachre Heter, the Shama comes, there never was a Heter to make a Mizbech to bring Karbonus anywhere else. Originally they came in Teretz Yisrael, there was a Heter Bomas. And then they made Mishkan Shiloh. Then Shiloh lasted for many years. Then after Shiloh was Chorab, then there was a Heter Bomas again. There was a Bomak Doyle, Noiv Givan, one time Noiv, one time Givan, and there were Bomak Tana all over. And then later on, then they built the Beis HaMikdash, and after the Beis HaMikdash, that's a Mishnah, Yerushalayim Ein Achrei Heter. So that's why the Mokam HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is called the Beis HaLamim, even though it's not there. There is no Beis HaMikdash, but that was the Mokam HaShem, Nivcha HaShem, HaSheivcha HaShem. That was the chosen. Shiloh is also called, you look in the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, so it says twice, you shouldn't bring Karbanos Kiyum Al HaMokam HaSheivcha HaShem. Says it twice. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, from the Sifrei. Why does it say it twice? So the Milo, the first time it goes on Shiloh, and the second time it goes on Beis HaLamim. Bechira usually has a double connotation. Let's say you marry a girl, so I'm marrying this girl to the exclusion of all others. It says on the wedding invitation, it says Bechira Slibo. By the Chassidim, they don't like that Lashon. Bechira Slibo. He fell in love with the girl, not allowed to fall in love. But by normal wedding invitation, he chose the girl. He chose the girl to the exclusion of all others. So usually, full Bechira is this one to the exclusion of... Klal Yisrael has a Bechira. We are the Aman Ivcha. What do you mean? Aman Ivcha to the exclusion of all other nations. And Bechira means Eilomis. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is never going to trade us in. He's never going to choose a different nation. So there's a full Bechira. So Rashi quotes from the Tanoim, Shiloh only had a partial Bechira. Kozman Mishkan Shiloh was there. There was an Issa Bamas Shiloh to the exclusion of all other places, but wasn't Verastichli Le'olam? It wasn't the Olam Void because Shiloh Yesh Achrei Heter. After Shiloh was destroyed, there was a Heter Bamas all over Eretz Yisrael. There was Bama Gdoila Noiv and Bama Gdoila and Givon and Bamas Ktanos all over. But after Yerushalayim was established, there was a Mokam Shivcha Hashem, the full Bechira, Bechira to the exclusion of all other places, and Issa Shchut Echutz. He's a chorus, he can't be makor karbanos anywhere else. And it's like Verastach Lili Olam. The Rebbeinu Shlom chose the Chiras Liba, he chose Yerushalayim to the exclusion of all other places, Li Olam Vod. Never going to be another place. Some people have chalaimis that when the third Beis HaMikdash will be built, it'll be built in a different location. That's not what it says in the Rambam and the Gemara. The Poshim Shat in the Rambam and the Gemara. Some people think that there are midrashim like that. I'm not familiar with the midrashim, but the normal thinking is based on the psukim and Tanah. Po eshiv kivisi zos menuchasei adayad. This is it. En achre heter after Yerushalayim was chosen in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. That's it. The mizbeach has to be in the exact same place. That's how they're amorized. Mokam haMizbeach muchuven beYoseh. The location of the mizbeach. That's where Adam Arishin brought the carbon. Gemara has a tradition. Adam Arishin brought a carbon. And that's where Cain and Hevel brought the Karbonis. That's where Noach brought the Karbonis. That's where the Akedah was, and that's where the Bais Rishon was, and that's where the Bais Sheni was, and that's where the Alosid Lavai, the Mizbech, will be the exact same location. You can't just build the Mizbech wherever you darn please. You can't build it anywhere else. It has to be Dafke in that area. It doesn't have to be the full Lamed Beis Amos, Lamed Beis Amos, but it has to be somewhere within that area of that square, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. So that's why Yerushalayim is called Beis HaLamim.
Remember that the Mokam HaMikdash was never Batel, right?
The Kedusha was never Batel, right.
It has to be one place after.
Right. But even if you all like the Ravid also, the Ravid holds Bedafka, not so that the Mokam HaMikdash was, the Kedusha was Nisbatel, because Lossid Lava will be Niskadish with a higher level of Kedusha. So if the Kedusha is Nimsheches from the times of Shlomo HaMelech, times of Rezin HaChemis, how can you say the Kedusha will exceed what it had? How can it exceed if it's there all along? So the Ravid says, Be'echrech, he says, Al-Pi Kabbalah, this was revealed to him, that the Kedusha was Dafka in his Batlot, it's a Machloikis Hatanoim, and a Machloikis Amaroim, and a Machloikis Diramam, and the Ravid. So the Ravid claims he understands, based on Al-Pi Kabbalah, the Kedusha was Dafka in his Batlot today, and so that when it will be rebuilt, Lossi Lavoi, So the Kedusha will be, you'll start off on a much higher level than it ever was in the days of the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Be the highest level.
What the Rabbi nowadays is able to go up to Har HaBayis without any problem.
The Rabbi writes, since there's no Kedusha, if a person goes, he can't say he's Chayv Koris. Why doesn't he say it's mutter to go? He should have said it's mutter to go. So Achrayim think that the Ravid probably means that there's still an Issa to go, but there's no Koris. What's the Issa? If there's no Kedusha, what's the Issa? So they think that maybe that's Moira HaMikdosh, or Mikdoshi Tira'u. So the Gemara, there's a Gemara in the beginning of Yevamos, where the Gemara comments, there's a Pasuk in Chumash that has two dinim written together. So just like Shabbos, the mitzvah of Shabbos applies throughout all the future generations, so the mitzvah of Moira HaMikdosh applies throughout all the future generations. So what is the Braisa driving at? So the Pasha Pshat, the Braisa means that Kitchalasi Lavai, just like Shabbos is for eternity, every year there's every week there's a Shabbos, so Beis HaMikdosh is eternal. The Kedusha is there even after the Churbanah. So how come the Gemara never quotes that Braisa when they're talking about the topic of Kitchalasi Lavai or Kitchalasi Lavai? So that's what several Achrayim write on the Daft, Aruch Laner, and several others, they say they don't think so. They say what it means is that Moira HaMikdosh, even if you should say like the Ravid that Kedushas HaMakam was Nizbatla, but this is the Makam HaShivcha Hashem has the Bechiras Makam to the exclusion of all other Makams. There isn't going to be, even according to the Ravid, there isn't going to be a different Bechiras Makam. The Bais HaShlishi and the Mizbech, everything going to be exactly the same place where the old one was, where the Bais Rishon and Bais Sheni was. So since there's a Bechiras Makam, so there's still a din of Moira HaMikdosh. Even if a person goes today, he won't be Chayv Kores, according to the Ravid, because Loi Kitchelosi Lavoi, he didn't walk on the Makam HaMikudosh B'Kedushas HaRabayis or Kedushas HaZara, but still Moira HaMikdosh is there because it's the Makam HaShayiv Hashem, the Bechiras Makam is there. So that's how Achrayim HaMedayik in the Loshon HaRavi. He says, the one who thinks he's Chayv Kores, the burden of proof is on him. Why didn't they say the one who wants to Aser? Sounds like he also asks. Sounds like he also asks, yeah.
The Rabbit states that in the year 300 there was a shul there in the Arabites.
Yeah, that's...
There was actually a shul there in the Arabites.
You're right.
And today, the people who go up...
I don't know if they're right, but the Meiri writes that they used to... He heard. Meiri lived in Europe. He lived in Provence. I don't think the Rabbi writes that. The Miri and Shavuos writes that they used to daven on the Makam HaMikdosh, assuming, like the Rabbi, that there's no Kedusha. So others say they're not so convinced. They're not so.
Today, the people who go up there to the Moira HaMikdosh, what they do, they go before to the mikveh. They do not go in shoes. They go in like slippers.
Right.
The ones who actually go in the airport.
The Gemara says one of the dinim is you're not allowed to go with leather shoes. So those who go to the Har HaBayis, they take off their shoes.
Take off their shoes. Right. Then they go to the mikveh before they go to the stuff.
They go to the mikveh, only takes off the Tumas Balkeri.
Right.
Doesn't take off Tumas Meis. And Menatorah Tamei Meis is mut in the whole Har HaBayis. It's only Midirabbanon. Har HaBayis, Menatorah is all one unit. And Midirabbanon, there are three levels of Har HaBayis. So the first level doesn't have a name. The second is called the Chil. And the third is called the Ezos Nashim. So, Minatara Tamim Meis and Mutar, the whole thing. But the Rabbanon Tamim Meis is not allowed to go already, the Chil. So those who go to the Har HaBayis, they go to the Mikveh to remove the Tumas Balkeri. That's a Tuma Yotzal Migufoi. So that's also Minatara, the whole Har HaBayis. But then we're all Tamim Meis, so they say they're careful, they don't go to the second section. Huh?
They don't go to the Chil when they go out.
They don't go to the... That's the question. How do they know? No one knows exactly where the first section is, where the second section is. It's an issue. Yeah, it's an issue. So that's what the Braisa concludes over here. Yochol, the Braisa says, Yochol, one might mistakenly think, Avamina, Apishila Beis Olamim Kein, maybe the din that Shonim Poslim B'Levim applies L'Doyros. No, Tamalama Lavar Avaidas Avaidav Avaidas Masa. The age limit between 30 and 50 is only in the midbar when they were carrying things Avaidav Bekosev. Lamarti Ella, this restriction of the Shonim, that over 50 they can't do Avaidav. Lamarti Bezansha Avaidav Bekosev. But in the Lidaris there is no Avaidav Bekosev. Okay, that's the deal. Now the Gemara works on the Stira. The one Pasuk says that the Levim should begin to do that by age 25. The other pasuk says age 30, so it's an outright contradiction. Right. They're near each other in Bamidbar. One is where? Bamidbar Dalet, one is Bamidbar Ches. So the Gemara says, Astira. Kosav Echad Oiman. On the one hand, the pasuk says, Ben Chamesh V'esim Shana, V'mala, V'kosav Echad Oiman. The other pasuk is, Ben Shloshim. Yev Shalom Shloshim, Shkwanam Achafe. Yev Shalom Achafe, Shkwanam Shloshim. What's the answer? So the answer is, okay, Tzad, what's the explanation? Chafe Lilmoid, Ushloshim Lavoid. It takes 5 years. It's so complicated to know what the Levim have to play music and have to know how to lock the gates and have to know how to sing. So the program takes 5 years to excel. So they begin the program at the age of 25. Then after 5 years of study, then they're experts and then they can begin doing Avodas HaLevim at the age of 5. So the Gemara extrapolates from him, Mikan, we can derive a boy's learning in the yeshiva. So little children, they all learn. He's already mature. He got married, and he's learning in the kollel. And they give bechinas in the kollel, and he doesn't do well the first year, the second year, the third year. He's not doing well. So should you keep him on in the kollel? Maybe after 15 years, he'll do well. So the Tana says no. Tell him to go get a job. Exactly. Mikan, what does the Gemara say? Okay, Mikan the Talmud Shlaro Simon Yafid B'Mishnasa Hey Shanim, he's learning 5 years. Shuvein Eroya, you give him 5 years, and if he's not Matzliach, so you tell him to go. He's not going to be successful. It takes 5 years to pick up whatever it is that you're trying to learn. And Rabbi Yosi disagrees with the Tanakama, and he says 3 years. Gimel Shanim Shenamar, the pasuk says in Daniel, when the Jews went into Golis Bavel. So a lot of them went into politics. Jews are very sharp in politics. So they had to train them. They had to take courses in political science. They have to get a graduate degree. Business management, whatever. So it says that they had a 3-year program. Ulegadleim, and to raise them with the chochmeh of politics, shnaim sholosh, ulelamdam sefer, they should be well-read, veloshen kazdim, and they should know this spoken language. They should know how to speak Babylonian language. They should be able to work in the palaces to be able to negotiate. So Rabbi Yossi quotes, the first Tanakhama quotes the Pasuk Chumash that it takes 5 years to excel. Second Tanakh, Rabbi Yossi quotes the Pasuk in Daniel that it takes 3 years to excel. You don't need 5 years. So it's a machlokes, when do you kick him out of the koil? If he's already mature, 18, 19, 20, he's married, not married, whatever, and he's learning and getting bechinas, and he's not doing well. So do you keep him on 3 years, and if he's not raising merocha, you say goodbye, go get a job, go do something else? Or do you keep him on 5 years? So that's a machlekes hatanai. Freg de Gemara, according to the Tanakhama, that it should really take a graduate program, should be 5 years. So what does he do with the pasuk in Daniel? That there it's only 3 years. Ve'idach, what does Tanakhama do with the pasuk in Daniel? So to shine the lashon kazdim, the kolol. Yeah! To know how to speak Babylonian, to know politics. That's enough 3 years. To know music, to know learning, that takes 5 years. There's a rule and a yotze min haklal. So the politics that you can figure out in 3 years. Yep. V'idach, zog de Gemara. And the one who says that it's 3 years, so what does he do with the pasuk in Chumash that it says it takes 5 years? If that's the answer, 25 and 30. Zog de V'idach, what is the other one? Shani hilchas avodah, the takifah. No. The machlokes is which is the rule and which is the exception to the rule. Learning is normal. So is learning normal graduate program takes 3 years or 5 years? So if you say normal graduate program takes 3 years, you have to say that Hilchas Avodah is very complicated. That's the Yotze Min HaKlal. So the Levian's program was exceptional, took 5 years. And if you hold that normal is 5 years, you've got to say that the politics with the Babylonian, that's the Yotze Min HaKlal. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. How long does it take to pick up a derech and learning to see whether the person is being matzlich and learning or not? There's an interesting rashash in the middle of Ksubis. Taisus in Kiddushin has a kasha. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, ben chomish lemikro, when a child is 5 years old, you start teaching him Tanakh. Ben eser lemishnah, at the age of 10, his mind is mature enough to understand Mishnais. Ben chamesh esrei letalmud, the child's mind is not yet ready to appreciate Gemara till he's 15. They start teaching children Gemara at a very young age. They don't really understand what's going on. They can memorize Mishnayis from the age of 10. But to really understand a Shakla Vitarya, Kasha and Atari, you've got to be 15 years old. Unless you're very brilliant. And then it says, Ben Shman Esra the Chuppah. He's supposed to get married at the age of 18. So then there's a Gemara in Kedushin that says, the Rebbeinu Shalom waits for the guy to get married, and he reaches the age of 20, and he's still not married. So Rebbeinu Shalom says, terrible. He should have gotten married. He shouldn't have waited so long. Shouldn't wait till after 20. So Taisus and all the Rishonim ask, isn't it a contradiction? Is it 18? Is it 20? So they say, hey, you don't just get a shidduch overnight. It takes a while. So when he's 18, or the beginning of the 18th year, when his 17th birthday, whatever, you have to start shaking a leg. And then you got to wrap it up already. By the time you're 20, you should already clinch a deal and you should make a shidduch. That's how most of the Rishonim say. So the Rashash has this suggestion. No. Why is it there the Beis Shmuel on the first sif in Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer, it says there's a mitzvah to get married and to raise a family. So when the kid becomes bar mitzvah, we should tell him, get married and raise a family. So the Rosh Hashanah, so the Beis Shmuel said, that's not reasonable. The Gemara has a lashon, Rechai mitzavor v'yasek b'teira, he's going to have a dangas ha-parnasa, he's going to get married too young, he's going to have to make a parnasa, he won't be able to learn. So the mitzvah to get married and to raise a family has to fit in with his whole life's program. So you can't tell him he should go get married by mitzvah. That's not reasonable. So how long do you have to wait? So you have to wait. Ben Chamesh Esrei L'Gimor, you have to let him learn a little bit. How long does he have to learn to pick up a derech? So the Rashash, that was a machlokes satanaim over here. Whether 3 years or 5 years. If you say 3 years, we expect him to get married at 18. And if you say 5 years, then we expect him to get married at 20. That's his suggestion. We say like that, so a lot of the kids in America don't begin to start learning till after they come back from Eretz Yisrael. They're left after 2-3 years in Eretz Yisrael. So then you got another 5 years after that. Okay. Depends. The getting married and raising a family, that's what the Gemara says. It has to be within the context of the rest of your life's program. Not just you say, by mitzvah, he has to fulfill peribarivi. Has to be within reason. Ben Esrin, yeah, Ben Esrin is Meikel, yeah.
Yeah.
Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara has 7 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, Kohen, how old does the Kohen have to be? How young and how old? What's the minimum age he has to be that it could be Makir Kambodas in the Beis Hamikdash? Tana Rabbanan, Kohen has to be Bar Mitzvah, Mishiyav Ishtei Saris. He has to be Yud Yimon Shana V'yayim Echad, Shana V'simonim. If you have shtei saris before Yud Gimel Shonim, it's Shuma B'Alma. That's just the growth. You have to have Shonim Simonim, the minimum age. After Bar Mitzvah, he can be Makir Kabbana. The Gemara said it's a Pasuk. That's what we asked the Kash, why do you need a Pasuk? You have to do the Shema. So Katan Zalab Badas, he can't do the Shema. So that's a Kash. So it says he has to be Bar Mitzvah. Achi Yask, until he becomes old and decrepit. What's Achi Yask? So the Gemara says, if he can stand on one leg and tie his shoelace on the other leg, is he able to balance himself? Mar says there was one Kohen who was 80 years old, Rab Chanina, and he could still stand on one leg. I'm not yet 80 years old, I can't do it. I have to lose weight. Okay. So this Rab Chanina was very healthy in an old age. He said his mother used to take good care of him when he was a little baby, and that's why he had the Narichas Yamim, that's why he was healthy, and was able to stand on one leg. That's Achayaskin, until he's still able to function well, there's no maximum age. There's no age, there's no mandatory retirement at 50, 60, 70, as long as he's not shaky. Okay, Achayaskin. Kosher Lavoida. Umumim Poisel Lema, if he's a Balmum, he can't do. Ben Levi, in the days of the Nidbom, Ben Shloshma, Ben Chambishim, Kosher Lavoida, Vishonim Poisel Limbo, if he's too old, there's no good. That's the Machlek, is the Ramban, and the Mizrachi, what if he's too young? What if before 30? Only Shabbat Midbar, only Harua Shor. If he can't sing or he can't play music, he doesn't qualify. Where is there a pasuk that says that what? That if he can't sing, if he can't sing, you don't let him sing in the choir. We'll drown him out anyway. Let's say you have 30 people in the choir. So what about if he's off key? They're going to play music, and they're going to say he wants to be a part of the choir. So he says, no, the pasuk says in Divrei Hayomim, V'yikachad l'machatzitzrim v'lamashorim l'hashmi'a kol echad. The voices all have to blend in together. So if this guy's off key, even though he's going to be butl, the shloshim over there, they're going to be 30 people in the choir, and he wants to be a member of the choir. He wants to have the cover to go up to be a member of the choir. He's going to be drowned out with the music. You don't let him sing. If he doesn't have the voice, you say, kick him out. And in the Salam Elabakol. Because the pasuk says, "Lahashmiya kol echad." You have to blend in together, the older but the younger. So he has to have a good voice. He has to have a good voice.
No, then by Kayan for singing, right? By Kayan, they don't have to sing, right?
They don't have to sing. No. Huh? No. We have a minig that they sing. That's a question. Where does that minig come from? Say that the Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the Beis Hamikdash, they used to say the Shema Amfarish, those who knew.
You shouldn't hear it.
Right, yeah. but it says Zeshmi le'olam, Zeshmi le'olam, but it's written Chosavav. La'alim, that you shouldn't let anybody know what the Shema Farish. So those who knew the Shema Farish, when they duchen in the Beis Hamikdash, they said it, but Echav HaKohanim would sing a nigin so no one else would hear what the Shema Farish was. So the meaning in the days of the Beis Hamikdash was they used to sing a nigin to drown out the voices of those who knew the Shema Farish. So it's a carryover from that time. We still sing a niggun in the middle of the duchening. It's a shaila. We have the meaning the way we have it. They duchen in the middle of the duchening. Say Yirech Hashem, and then you say before they get to say Yishmerecha, you say a long tefillah about the chalaimus, about parnasa, whatever you say. So the Mishnah Brura raises an issue. He's not sure k'day ligmas kula. Lechatchila, whenever there's a mitzvah, let's say Shmon Esri, or Kriya Shma, or Mikra Megillah, or any mitzvah, Kiya Shefer, it takes a long time. You should not have a long pause in the middle that's so long that you could have done the whole Kriya Shma from the beginning to the end. So it's such a long pause, Yirech Hashem, till he said Yishmerecha, could have said all the three psukim, Yirech Hashem Yishmerecha, Yirech Hashem Panem Alech, Lechanel, Ki Yisa Hashem Panem Alech, Yasa Mechal Shalom, that's shorter than the whole the Ribbono Shel Olam tefillah. So the Mishnah Brura raises an issue. Isn't it sure k'day ligmas kulam? Which, b'di'evit is good, but l'chatchid is not allowed to be shoya so long. So the Mishnah Brura says, maybe since they're singing a niggins, and maybe the niggin makes it that everything blends in. Maybe it's a hemshich. So he's recommending you should sing a niggin to enable the kohol to say, he says, he would recommend if there's no minig, the kohanim should wait till after they say, Rech Hashem v'yish merecha, and then everybody should say the tefillah. What do you mean when there's no meaning? All over the world the meaning is that you say before the last word, before Yishmerecha, before Shalom. It means if you can get away with it.
What would it help though? But the whole thing is one broke.
It's word. Still a Pella. What would it help? It's right. That Pella, but it wouldn't even help if you pause in between the first Pasuk and the second Pasuk. It's still Shok Delik Maskul. He didn't make anything better. It's a Shvera Mishnah Brura that he says he recommends they should sing a Nigin. So it should be a hemshech, it shouldn't be shogadelig maskul. The Gemara has the text, yeah. But it doesn't say you say it each time, it doesn't say when you say it, could be you say after the Yasem L'chol Shalom. Then they say the tefillah. Yeah.
Rabbi, I know by the koysel, they didn't, they just said the whole broche in one shot. They didn't stop, there was no...
Right. In the Beis Hamikdash, they didn't say Amen at the end of each pasuk. It was one long bracha. One long bracha.
They sing, by the question they say that.
No, but they do say Amen.
They do say Amen.
In the Beis Hamikdash, inside in the Beis Hamikdash, because by us, the three different brachas, some are on Ruchni and some are on Gashmias. In the Beis Hamikdash, the Ruchnis and the Gashmias blend in together. There's no separation between them. But outside the Beis Hamikdash, there are two different realms. There's Ruchnias and there's Gashmias. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. And we'll learn that next time. Next week, maybe we'll talk Psochem. And after Yontif, we'll continue. Haftorah for Shabbos HaGadol is a special Haftorah. It's usually assumed that's why we call it Shabbos HaGadol, based on the concluding Pasuk in Treyosar. We call it Shabbos HaGadol because we say that pasuk. The pasuk promises Chagas Chayim Malachi were the last three Nevi'im. After they came back from Golus Bavel, the Gemara says in the end of the first Perek in Yuma, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is angry at Bnei Yisrael. They had an opportunity to return from Golus Bavel, and the Ruba liked it. They didn't want to go back, so they stayed behind in Bavel. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo is upset, so he said he's not going to send any more Nevi'im. That's going to be the punishment. By Srishim, we had Nevi'im giving us Musa, giving us Tachacha, Vaisheni is not going to send Nevi'im, but he sent Gimel Nevi'im all the way Mam and Bavel. Three Nevi'im he sent Chagas Chaim Malachi because he wanted they should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. And Kach Nemer Halacha L'Shichnan Sidur Shurud Rosh Al Pi Navi. Pasuk says in Re'ei, if you want to build a Beis Hamikdash, it has to be under the authorization, under the supervision of the Navi. So he sent three Nevi'im. Each one gave an instruction about a different aspect. The Gemara says, each one gave an instruction about a different aspect of the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And then, Chagas Chai Malachi, Malachi is the last one. Ezra is Malachi. Ezra keeps on referring to my two assistants, Chagai and Zechariah. Why doesn't he refer to Malachi? The Psukim say they were all together. So the Chazal say he was Malachi. He had two names. When he gave Nevuah, he was called Malachi. And when he said Divrei Ksuvim, he's called Ezra, same person. So he knew that he was the last of the Nevi'im. They're not going to be any more Nevi'im. It's a Yotzei Min HaKlal because the Baruch Shalom wants him to build the Beis HaMikdash. He needs a Navi. So he signs off and he says, I'm going to be the last Navi till Eliyahu Navi. It's going to be a wait, a long wait. It's over 2,000 years already. He was the beginning of the Bais Sheni, which was over 2,000 years ago. The next Navi is going to come around, is going to be Eliyahu Navi. That's going to be the day before Mashiach comes. So we usually assume, we read that before Pesach, the Shabbos before Pesach, because Pesach is the Geula, Yom Tov of Geula. Nisan is the Chodesh HaGeula. So we're hoping and praying that the Geula should come soon. But the Mefarshim on the Shulchan Aruch point out that there's another Kavanah here, especially this year. There's a 7-year Shemitah cycle, so everything that grows the 7th year is supposed to make Hefker, and everything that's Hefker, there's no Hafrashas, Trumas, and Mises. And the other 6 years are not Hefker, so it's Shalochem, so you have to be Mafish, Trumas, and Mises. So there's a 3-year cycle and a 3-year cycle. So the first 2 years are Mafish, Trumas, Gdol, Mises, Rish, Mises, Sheni. The third year is Tenem, Mises, Sheni, Mafish, Mises, Rani. Then the fourth and the fifth and the sixth years is a repeat. First, the fourth and the fifth is Trumagdala, Maiserisha, Maiserisheni, and the sixth year is a repeat of the third year is Maiserani instead. So then you have from the end of the third year till Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and from the end of the sixth year till Erev Pesach of the seventh year, this year is a Shemitah year, to do Bir Maiseris. You have to give away Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, Gam Nesata V'Lalevi, you have to give everything out. You have to give everything away. So the original minig was, that's how the Achranim say, that you only read this Haftorah. Some say you read the Haftorah because it's Zman HaGeulah, and the Navi promises the Navi Eliyahu is going to come before Mashiach to announce that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. And others say, no, the Iker minig to lay in this Haftorah was when it's before Pesach of the fourth year, this year before Pesach of the seventh year, where there's a Zman Biur, and the Navi says, Havius call a Maser Besa Oitze Bechanunin or Bazois. He says, everybody should bring the Trumagdala, the Maserishan, and they give away the Maserisheni. The Navi Malachi is encouraging them that they should fill the mitzvah, they should fulfill the mitzvah of Biur HaMaisers, to give everything away, because it's the fourth year, it's the Erev Pesach of the fourth year, and Erev Pesach of the seventh year. And then in addition to the Bir Maisers, there's a mitzvah Vida Maiser. They would recite the Arti HaKodesh Men Abayis. Just like when you bring Bikurim, you have to bring the Bikurim. There's Avos Bikurim and there's Mikra Bikurim. You recite the Rami Avodavi. So when you do the Bir HaMaisers before Pesach of the fourth year, before Pesach of the seventh year, so you recite the Vidoi Maiser in conjunction. So some had the minig that you only say this Haftorah in the fourth year and the seventh year. So this year, L'chol HaDeis, it's the Erev Pesach of the seventh year. Only Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos. Some have that meaning also. Because they used to recite V'Dei Maisa and Erev Pesach. That's the Mishnais. They used to recite V'Dei Maisa. This year it's Erev Pesach Holi is B'Erev Shabbos. Yeah. We have a minion?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you.